Three. So that was the Disney adaptation of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And of course, what we saw in that clip was played out the scene from the gospel we've just read, because of course, Aslan is Jesus. And the story of Aslan offering himself to die on the stone table is the story of Good Friday, when Jesus offered himself to die voluntarily on the cross. So why would Aslan do it? Why would Jesus do it? What's the point? Well, you might be surprised to hear that my little son Edward knew. I read him the chapter when Aslan died, and then I read him the chapter when he came alive again. Then I said to him, well, darling, why did Aslan have to die? And Edward said to me, he died in Edwin's place. And as he said that, my little four-year-old realized the incredible truth of the resurrection. Aslan died in Edwin's place. Jesus died in my place and yours. Aslan died to save Edmund because he could never have saved himself. Jesus died to save you and me because we could never have saved ourselves. But the resurrection showed all the promises he made were true. Okay, maybe I'll never betray my family like Evan did, but I know like I know like I know like I know that when I do wrong things, and trust me, even vicars do wrong things, they really do. And the Bible calls those wrong things an ugly word. The Bible calls that sin. And when I sin, I deserve to be punished. But the message of Good Friday is not just about eating buns with a symbolic cross stuck on the front. It's about a real cross with a man nailed on the front. Bearing all my pain so I wouldn't need to bear it myself. But when we get to Easter, and Easter is the glorious next chapter of the book, on Good Friday it looked like Easter had won, but Easter shows that Jesus had won. And the reason I know is not just that Easter is not just that it's a wonderful tale in a children's book. It really happened. Jesus really was dead, and then he really was alive again. Alive to be seen and touched and spoken to by his disciples. They touched his hands. They touched the nail marks in his hands, proving that if he could defeat the death that I deserved, then I can trust him to give me the life I don't deserve. And that's my experience of knowing Jesus. At the end of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, you might remember that Aslan and the girls arrive at the witch's castle, and the whole place is full of stone statues. Actually, they're all people that the witch has turned to stone. And as Aslan breathes on them, one by one, they come back to life. Suddenly, they're released into a whole new quality of life. Jesus keeps his promises, you know. He promised his followers that he would rise again after 3 days. And he kept that promise. And he promised that when two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be there in their midst. Well, there's far more than two or three of us here, aren't there? So I believe he's keeping that promise too. He's here today with us. He wants to meet with us right now, each one of us. Because if he was alive 2,000 years ago, he's alive today. It really is the most amazing news, that video we saw about what it would be like today to pass on that news. Well, it's nothing on the reality. Jesus really is alive. It's not just a story in a children's book. It's real, and we can meet with him face to face. One way we meet with him is in a moment when we take bread and wine in communion. But if you don't know for him for yourself, if you've never really met him for yourself, then this is your moment. Because I'm going to pray. And if you want to meet with him yourself, you can pray this prayer as well. Or maybe you might want to reconnect with him after a long absence. If you'd like to do that, just pray this prayer quietly along with me. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you died for me. Lord, I'm sorry for all the sins I committed. Lord, thank you that you bore all of them when you died on the cross. But Lord, thank you that you promised that if I trust in you, that I can know new life in you. Lord, I choose to trust in you now for my life and for my destiny. Thank you that this is not just a story in a book, but it really happened. So, Lord, I ask that you take my life and you fill it with your life. Take who I am and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And thank you that I will know you walking with me forever. Amen.